Manage mobile.
Manage APX mobile.
Another day, another, what is it, $1.75 now?
More like 10 cents.
Yeah. Running over to Roscommon again. So just gotta grab their field replacement unit to get that sent in. And then do a link or a link down test, and hopefully we're golden.
Me? Well, I'm running around Boyne City today, so that should be a good time.
That's always a good time. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
No, I'd rather be home, 100%, without a doubt, no question.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway. So I did some poking around yesterday and noticed that Broadcastify archived audio from my public safety feeds does not degrade the audio quality at all. But on this feed, it does. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I was saying yesterday. All my feeds that I have that on, it does not do that at all. It sounds identical to the live feed. So I cannot make that make sense.
You and me both. It doesn't make, it's really dumb. I don't know if it's because, like, it knows it's an analog audio feed or something like that. I don't understand. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I think I also have the same issue with my marine radio feed, which right now is very much broken because the scanner I have up there has a really garbage receiver.
I haven't thought about that. I'll have to check mine out, too. Yeah, I don't know. You would think analog would be the least susceptible to that, but who knows. I'm pulling into the shop. I'll be back on the air momentarily. Any APX.
All right, sounds good. I don't know how long I'll have to work, because I'm going through South Boardman again, so to get over there. All right, catch you later. An 8GMH mobile, eastbound Supply Road. An 8GMH mobile. AC8DG, an 8GMH mobile.
Good morning, that was a quick call. AC8DG, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Jim, we're surviving this morning.
I did do my Wikipedia lookup, so I now know where that city is.
Yeah, it's kind of out there in the middle of nowhere.
My entertainment was the address of the school is on Mushing Lane, or Mushing Trail, or something like that. It's pretty funny.
Oh yeah, that's pretty funny. I'll have to, I'll email you some pictures. There's, you, like, 3 miles off of the, right from the landing strip is all the mountains and everything. It's pretty cool. You look outside and there's the view of the mountains.
I can't remember what they call that, the Alaska Range, or the Alaskan Range, with the mountains there. Pretty high mountains, so people try to fly over them.
Oh, yeah, neat they are. It's pretty cool stuff, though. So, the form of communication here is VHF Marine Radio. And my dad tasked me with getting him a couple of VHF mobiles and portables and some antennas and everything. Because they don't have a whole lot of those in that town, and they need that to be able to talk to, I forget what the other villages are around, but
There's one that's just down the valley from them. And they need their antenna and stuff like that to talk to them. Because the only way you can get phone signal there is, well, via Starlink.
Yeah, I would think Starlink is cheaper than the old Iridium phones. Those were very, very expensive to operate.
Yeah, when my dad was there in the 90s, late 90s, he had an Iridium sat phone. And he told me how expensive it was. Better back then. Now it's cheaper, but it's still not cheap. But the Iridium is you can take it wherever and it works. The downside of the Starlink is, since it's not a Starlink Mini or the mobile one, you got to be, you know, near the establishment that has the Starlink.
Okay, I think that's kind of the setup that Elon Musk contributed to the Carolinas when they had that hurricane there. Anyhow, sir, thank you for the call. I'm going to get back to breakfast, and then I got to get into big town Traverse City. ACATG. Have a great day.
All right, sounds good, Mr. Jim. Enjoy your breakfast, and careful down there in Tragic City. Hey, UMH Mobile. I am somewhere on M66.
WSAT testing from Eastwood.
NACI Mobile.
AB9NN Mobile Monitoring.
ABH Mobile.
AB9NN Mobile, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John. How are things over there in Bentley County?
Pretty slow. We're trying to make headway on 31 North heading to Traverse City for an appointment. And boy, these guys are doing 45 miles an hour on perfectly good roads.
I got the opposite problem. I'm over here in Roscommon right now, and it's pretty greasy over here.
Roger. Yeah, the two sides of the road are bare pavement, and the center is snowy. And looks like they've sanded heavily over the center section of the snowy portion of the road. So they should be in pretty good shape if it ever warms up a little bit.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, over here, just like driving on crypto. It's real icy in some spots and all that sorts of fun stuff. So. Yeah, we had a quick run over to Roscommon to do a test on a site controller and then grab the old replacement unit that needs to be repaired and now head back towards Traverse City for hopefully a pretty chill-out afternoon.
Very good. Sounds like a busy morning. So is Santa good to you?
Yes, I have a, what you call it, one of those automatic food bowl things for my cat now, so he'll bother the food, he'll bother the automatic feeder instead of me at 5 a.m. eventually.
Very good. Yeah, Jane is just telling me that they had a rollover half hour ago at Lamb Road, so looks like the roads here are getting a little bit more snow covered, and now we're down to 35 miles an hour. Somebody's finally, looks like maybe they're turning off, so hopefully that's the slowest guy.
Right on. And this morning I was headed eastbound on Supply, and I saw a Chevy Traverse SUV, a newer one, and a Toyota pickup truck. Both in the ditch, the truck got stuck pulling the SUV out, and now they had a wrecker on the way. It's definitely not a good morning.
Roger, yeah, rough day to be going back to work after the storm in those conditions, so. Anyway, yeah, it looks like our roads have deteriorated a little bit as we've headed north and getting a little more snow covered into Grand Traverse County.
There you go. All right, sir, I'm going to let you go. I'm about to go over M75 here, and on the other side of this is where I lose this repeater, so. Well, 373. Be safe out there.
Any DMA
mobile.
Okay, safe travels. Thanks for the ride along AB9 and then mobile. We'll be monitoring for a while.
And 8 DMA.
And 8 DMA mobile.
N8ATX Mobile. Downtown Petoskey.
Back perfect, and I'll be happy, and then I can go on to other things.
Ah, there you go. All right, well, I am running on to 119 and stopped by McBride Construction office building and figure out why they don't have any heat. So, all I do anymore. Furnaces don't work. I'm looking forward to warmer weather. So, we'll catch you a little bit later on. NAPX.
Yeah, no, that can be AC don't work. Over there, I know exactly where they are next door to that. I actually got some business over there. I was thinking about going there today. Except they're closed. So, has to be next week. I think instead of going to Petoskey, I think I'll just go to Sheboygan for a little closer. Obviously, I can't handle the stuff I need on McBride Court, but I got to venture out in the world. I might as well take the shorter trip. All right, have fun. Saturday, W8R. PM, I tend to listen here a little bit more. I got the radio desk cleaned off. And this is the 746, which has Louis Jeff in it, and I got a little outside dual bander. So, I'm in the house, I'm usually listening. So, stay on W8R PM.
Hey, DMH Mobile.
Well, you'll love the last one I was just on at APX.
Oh, you need to tell me.
Oh, property management company in Harbor here, Petoskey, was called and said, we have errors on our thermostat. It's all communicating. And they like to throw a cover on their outdoor unit in the wintertime, and they shut the breaker off to it. And then that kills communication to it, and the thermostat freaks out.
So what you're telling me is self-inflicted wound.
Yeah, that would be correct.
All right, you're welcome, and that'll be $400.
The funny part is that's not far off.
Oh, man, $400 just to figure out, oh, it's throwing an error because you shut the dang thing off for the winter. Wow.
Well, the thing with those American Standard communicating thermostats is they don't say, like, error communicating with outdoor unit. No, they just go ERR126.00ER, and you got to try and decipher what it says when you're just the end user.
Yeah, because that's, a more logical output than, you know, can't talk to the thing, fam. Nah, we give you a giant error code, and you got to figure it out by figuring out where the manual is, but that's probably not very readily available either.
Doesn't even say it in the manual. Got to go into the technician access menu, which is acquired by pressing and holding the technician access button for 60 seconds until it changes color.
Oh, man. Who thought of that? That just... Wow. Using all of their brain cells on that one.
That's a good time. So, flip the breaker, reset the bulbs, and life is good.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what they're not doing anymore.
This is the third time we've done this call here.
Oh. Clearly, they don't mind spending money.
Well, they just get new people in and out, and they don't know, so I put a big old sticker on the breaker panel that says, do not shut off, ever.
My question is, what is the benefit of even putting a cover on the outdoor unit anyway?
Keeping debris and snow and ice from building up in the bottom of it.
Okay, I get the debris part, but, like, the snow and ice, I mean, the next time you're going to have to use that thing, it's going to be melted anyway.
Yeah, but that way American Standard can sell a nice leather, full leather, nice cover, and they can charge, like, $500 for it and make money.
Oh, I'm getting the picture.
you know, it's all branded American Standard, and it's all sharp and fancy, and yeah, it's just another sales point.
Oh, yeah. Now it's food time for me, so running home real quick.
Yep, I'm just about back in the shop. Sounds like I might be done for the day, if I'm lucky. And I'm going home for the rest of the weekend.
Oh, how exciting. I don't get that yet.
Well, I'll probably have to sit in the shop for 2 hours to make sure nothing comes in, but hopefully I'll still make it home early. We'll see.
I'm just programming cameras for that project next week. I'll be in Petoskey all week next week, pretty much.
Perfect. Can I stop by and see you one moment? See if you can fix my portable here.
I won't have that stuff with me.
Aw, man. This thing is awful. It needs help.
One of these weekends, maybe I can. Look at this guy. This guy cleaned off his windshield, but didn't clean off his hood, so all the snow is blowing right into his face. Yeah, that's logic. Yep.
Hi, I'm that guy.
Oh, it's that guy!
I do that a lot. I'll clean the windshield off and then start driving and go, wow, that was stupid.
See, I usually just kind of do both at the same time because then I don't have to worry about it.
Normally, I'm already 10 minutes late. I'm just kind of scratching a little pork hole in the windshield so I can just barely see out of it to get going and praying that the frosters will work their magic.
I don't have that luxury because I have a gerbil hamster wheel as a motor. Chrysler, you missed your turn, dog. You can't turn there. There's no way to turn.
I'll figure it out. All right, I'm pulling into the shop. Catch up with you in a bit. And in APX Mobile.
Okie dokie, NATMH Mobile.
Hey Drake, any activity on the microwave license renewal?
I have not heard that. That would actually be something for off the air.
Okay, no biggie. Keep it up, Silver.
NATMH Mobile. NATMH Mobile.
AV9NN Mobile Monitoring.
Hey, John. Twice in a row today. How's it going?
Pretty good. Just heading back from Traverse City towards Beulah. Looks like clear roads, so sun is coming out, so life is good.
Oh, life's good here. So I, a guy that, he's having an unfortunate day. His rear wheel fell off. And it ripped all the studs off, too. So there's no just, you know, putting that wheel back on. It's put it on a flatbed and get it home that way.
That sounds like a rough day. That definitely sounds like a rough day. We've had some challenges with some wheels that we had mounted on our Jeep Compass and got them tightened up and had to bring them back in about like 3 or 4 times to get them re-torqued. And I think it finally got them torqued down, but still not 1,000% convinced.
Well, if you've got any vibration, that'll give it away. Either that or it's not balanced correctly. I've had that before.
Hi, Roger. Yeah, when they loosen up, it makes a heck of a vibration and very noticeable for sure.
Yeah, I've had that before. It's not exactly exciting. If anything, it's really scary. the steering is sloppy and there's a lot of vibration. And I happened to catch it just in time. It was like there were like 4 threads left before those suckers backed all the way out. That could have been a really bad day.
Roger, yeah, that sounds like a good catch on your part for sure.
Yep, but anyway, nothing else too crazy going on today, just at the shop now programming cameras, and maybe I'll be done early today. It's Friday, so we'll see.
All right, very good. What kind of cameras are you programming?
They are Vigilon IP security cameras, whatever you want to call them. They're just IP cameras, really. They're going up to the Emmett County Jail. So there's 95 of them, so I got to put IP addresses in and firmware all of them and make sure they're all happy and ready to go to be mated with the server once everything gets installed and is brought online.
Wow, that's quite a project. That sounds like that'll keep you busy for a while, at least.
That's the goal, anyway. I think we're scheduled to do that on Tuesday or Wednesday next week, so. It's going to be a few days. I'm just thankful I'm not running the cable for them this time.
Just passing through Interlochen and made the light before it turned yellow on us. So that's a good thing. And roads are still in decent winter driving condition. And I just had a checkup with my cardiologist for the first time and said I'm doing good and keep doing what I'm doing and don't need any heavy-duty testing. So it was a good report from that perspective.
Hey, that's always a good thing to hear. That's great. I haven't had any recent doctor visits. I've mainly because it's pretty darn expensive, so I just go there whenever I don't feel great, which is not very often, fortunately. So, I'm just waiting for my time to get sick this winter season. It hasn't happened yet. I'm just patiently waiting because I know it's going to be upon me at any moment.
I'm sure. Yeah, that flu is definitely going around 89 and N for ID.
You said you were just rolling through Interlochen. You're really, really scratchy.
Roger. Yeah, down by the Interlochen golf course.
Interesting. Yeah, you're pretty rough into the repeater. Are you receiving it okay?
Yeah, the S meter is bouncing around pretty good, about an S3 to an S1. And I noticed that the repeater was kind of weak. I couldn't raise it from my home QTH this morning before we left, and normally I can get it full scale from there. Interesting. I'm on it right now, and I'm driving south on Keystone out of Lycoming. All right, you sound full firing. Good signal.
Interesting. That's a head scratcher.
Yeah, we tend to do that every once in a while. I'm not quite sure if it's snow conditions or atmospheric conditions or more at the repeater site on the antenna or something or what that could be.
Well, I don't know. It's basically right at the top of the meter for me over here. So I'm surprised you're having issues, but anyway. I'm just about to pull into the shop here. We'll say 7-3. Wow, that box truck just pulled out in front of that guy. 7-3, NADMH Mobile.
Okay, we'll catch up to you a little bit later. Have a great day. Have fun with the cameras. I do a little bit of photography myself, so just landscape and wildlife photography for something to do. Have a great day. AB9 and then Mobile will be monitoring on our way from Traverse City.
Hey, I'll have to see some of your work sometime. I do the same. No, I don't do a whole lot of wildlife, but I do some landscape, and I guess really the only wildlife that isn't really technically wildlife is my cat. Anyway, good deal. 7-3, enjoy the day, and 8 DMH Mobile.
Okay, FACQV, listening on 19.
89NN Mobile Monitoring.
Yeah, mobile. I didn't get your call number there, but this is KF8CQV. My name's Rich. Down at the south end of Torchlight. How's it going today?
Oh, hi, Rich. My name is John. It's October, November, and I'm just outside of Honor, Michigan, on the way to Beulah, Michigan. Doing good. Roads are in decent winter driving condition shape, so and traffic's flowing decently, so I'm having a good day. How about yourself?
That's terrific. Glad you're having a nice, safe, easy drive there. Bet it was a different story a couple days ago over on that side of the shore. Going good over here today. Just finished up a little bit of snow that we got. Not very much, a couple inches. Light powder, probably 17 degrees here. And the sun even peaked out for a couple, so that was pleasant.
Was it just a nasty rumor, or did I hear we've got some warming trend coming up our direction in the next week or so?
You know, I actually download geostationary satellite weather straight from the satellite, and they're talking about 40 degrees next week, the last report that I got from space. So, yeah, it's going to clear up. I think it starts on Monday or Tuesday and looked like it was just going to build through the rest of the week. So if you got any snow piles to move around or anything like that, better do it before it gets heavier.
Oh, very good. I decode Russian weather satellite images with my station and enjoy doing that. So, yeah, looking forward to a little warming temperatures, but I hope we don't get rain. Makes a mess. We've got about an eighth of a mile driveway that's up a decent hill, and boy, when it rains and then freezes, that thing turns into an ice skating rink.
Oh boy, yeah, you wanna keep that as clear as you can, and boy, once we get that rain, it's just awful when the ground is frozen. I've got a patio that three roof lines drain into, and if I don't get those roofs cleaned off, boy, I just have a flood out there, so I hear you. It's tricky, you know. It seems like that's been happening a little bit more these last couple of seasons where everything's still frozen up and all of a sudden we're getting heavy rain, so very challenging. Not much you can do with that one.
Roger, yeah, we had that rain, I don't know, a week or two ago or whenever that was, and boy, it was icy for a while, but then we got some warming temperatures, and then it snowed right after that, and the snow clung to the ice surface, so then it got some more traction. So I guess for me, as long as we got to have winter, might as well keep it cold and until it's warm enough to melt all the snow and get the green grass growing again.
Yes, indeed, I completely agree. If it's going to be winter, let's just keep it cold. Nice and cold and keep everything hard, and yeah, a little bit of snow on that softened ice can make a difference for you. Other than that, that's about it. Nothing big for the holiday or anything like that, and just looking forward to another good year, another 2026, hopefully be good for all of us.
Oh, very good. I got my curiosity up as to what you run for receive antennas for your satellite work.
Yeah, thanks for asking. I used to do the NOAA satellites before those were decommissioned this year, and then I moved over to the Russian SATs, same as you're doing the Meteors, and I was using a Yagi for that, and then sending that into an RTL SDR and decoding on the sat dump on a laptop. It got a little tiresome having to drag the Yagi in and out and time it and all that, as you well know. So I've switched to a small satellite dish that has an L-band receiver built into it with two specific weather preamps in it. They're like soldered preamps. And then I feed that back to an RTL SDR, and now I've got it running into the house. The great thing about geostationary satellites is it's always there. It's like a television satellite, so whenever you want to check the weather, just switch it on, and it'll start downloading right away, and you get beautiful 4K images of the entire planet. The satellite Geo 19 that I download, it also picks up Geo 18, which is over the Pacific, and then it shares a couple of Japanese satellites, so you can see the other side of the world, too. Pretty cool. I'll get you the name of it in just a second.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, sounds like a nice station. For my satellite work, I used to do the NOAA weather satellites as well. Did really enjoy those. Used to get some awesome pictures out of them. And I actually used our high-gain TV beam antenna to do my receiving, and I run it into an RTL SDR radio dongle connected up to my Windows 11 PC. And, yeah, been interested in the geostationary satellites, but haven't made the jump to a dish yet.
Well, that sounds like a terrific setup, too, so you can do it from the comfort of your home and all that. Very nice, very good setup. Yeah, I really miss the NOAA satellites. Used to get some incredible pictures from those. The dish that I purchased, it's called a Discovery dish. If you look that up on the Internet, it's a crowdsourced project, and I think they took enough delivery of them, so they may have them in stock. But the dish, and it comes with the mount and everything. It even comes with coax, good quality coax that terminates the correct, I think it's SMA for your SDR. But it was about $250, $225, something like that. And boy, money well spent. It's a really nice little product. It's very light. It's very small. It's smaller than like a dish TV satellite that you'd see, and it's round, it's parabolic. It's a super little piece of hardware. If you're thinking about making the jump to geostationary, I highly recommend it.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I've heard about that that satellite dish, and interesting. Do you have that mounted inside or outside?
It's mounted outside. As you know, the geostationary, in order for it to be in a stationary orbit, it's way, way out there. It's not like the low Earth orbit satellites. It's a couple thousand miles out, so the signal's kind of weak. So you might be able to shoot it through a window. I've never tested that theory. They recommend against it, but it may be possible. It just depends on what kind of a look you have at the satellite from your position and you know, whether or not you're going to be able to aim it correctly to get enough gain out of it. It's a pretty weak signal coming all that way, so I think outdoors is preferred.
Oh, very good. Okay, I appreciate the input. AB9NN Friday, by the way. And, yeah, we're just about designated at the post office in downtown Beulah, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the ride along, and thanks for the description of your equipment. I appreciate hearing all about that. And one thing about ham radio, it's always a learning experience. I learn something just about every day. So it keeps me on the young side of things. Have a good day. 89, and then mobile will be clear on your final.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure talking with you. I always enjoy the more technical aspects of it. And it's a pleasure to find somebody else that's interested in weather satellites. There's not too many of us around. And I agree, the learning part, it keeps you young and keeps things interesting and keep experimenting. Great making your acquaintance, and have a nice rest of your day and safe travels out there. 89NN, this is KF8CQV. We'll be clear, 7-3.
WSAP testing normal. Good, excuse me.
NAEMH from KV8FK. You copy? NAEMH? NAEMH? 8FK on P25. Do you copy? KV8FK clear.
Any EMH mobile.
Hey, game.
NAKAN.